morningly. Morningly.
How was I going to put this? Buenos dias, Comrade Tara.
Yes, exactly. Although, we're not the only ones a little sore after last night. The mainstream media isn't taking this well either.
But at the end of the day, Donald Trump and his followers are still intact.
It's heartbreaking. It's not a blue wave, but it's still a blue war.
That's just a small sample I've got more from last night. A lot of chagrin. They really thought the wave was still coming right up into the last minute.
Yeah, but I tell you, with the prospect of having to say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, MAGA's going to have to be now making America gag again.
Yeah. And I don't know that there's a real understanding yet out there of what this means. This is devastating.
Because
we may not hold the House, the Senate, and the presidency again for a generation. And this was our last chance. We still do have the lame duck, but Paul Ryan will not leave, and so nothing good is going to get through. This was our last chance to secure our borders with legislation and to remove the real magnets that draw these folks here in a country where almost half the babies born are now to illegal immigrants. Getting E-Verify through was probably the most important thing that Congress could have done. They had the votes for it. Ryan wouldn't call the vote because they had the votes for it. And that is devastating. We had a member of Congress explain that to us, that it's the opposite in this Congress with immigration. If they think a good bill, if Ryan thought a good bill would pass, he was the speaker, still is for a little while longer, he would not call a vote. Normally in Congress, you only call a vote if you think you're going to pass a bill.
Right.
You don't want to go down in flames. It's embarrassing. We've lost our chance to secure the border. The magnets are still there. It is devastating long term. That will swamp and overwhelm the country. We will continue to see over time. We're going to see, 65% of babies born will be to illegals as the stampede literally continues over the border unabated. GOP had a year to do something about it. Paul Ryan blocked it. They did nothing. I mean, they've literally done nothing since tax reform.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, and it's been a year. I mean, they have nothing to show. They have done nothing. So we've got that done. We've got that going on. Trump agenda is dead legislatively.
Yeah.
It's over. That's finished. We're hoping, maybe get another Supreme Court justice in, and he can certainly do some great things executively, especially in the courts.
And I'm glad you said that. That's exactly where I was going with this.
Okay.
Because we have lost the republic, and what we are going to see now is rule by executive order and judicial dictate.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much where we're going to be, because there will be nothing done if, and this still is a big if Republicans do what they should do, which is oppose every single Democratic thing that does not expand freedom and liberty for Americans, that does not end regulation, that does not lower taxes. If Republicans fight the Democrats in the House on that, on everything, if they do that, then what we're down to is divided government. Nothing gets done legislatively in the House of Representatives or the Senate, and we have government by executive order and by judicial dictate.
Yes, and I can't emphasize what you just said about judicial dictate enough. And the reason we have seen these judges go buck wild, we've got judges randomly in Hawaii making rulings saying Trump can't do, this executive order because he doesn't like brown people. I mean, that literally has broken down. It's been the argument they've made. It's not a constitutional argument. And judges have become dictators in the face of a GOP House unwilling, particularly if you've noticed they've become dictators, Lee, on immigration.
Yeah.
And that is because they have read the House under the GOP and they know Paul Ryan. There's nobody there. There's nothing too outrageous, no open border thing that the GOP will stop them on, right? So that's why you're seeing the judges. They can read the Congress, they can read Ryan, and they're going buck wild, just literally writing law from the bench. That's going to get worse now that Pelosi is in charge. We're going to have literally a judicial dictatorship and a complete inability, no matter how hard Trump tries, to stop the flood over the border. It is not Trump's fault. And we have squandered and frittered away the last chance we had as a country to stop the invasion. It's gone this morning. And I wish I could paint a prettier picture for you, but I can't.
And, it's kind of interesting. Democrats made the same mistake, too, when they had control of the House, the Senate, and the White House for 2 years. They made this the only thing they got done. The only thing that they got done was Obamacare.
To wreck health care,
which they did unconstitutionally, because it is a spending bill, but it was brought up in the Senate. And there's all kinds of other things that I don't want to go through and rehash all that. But there was also some things about the way that it was done that was unconstitutional and not ethical. But, the Obama administration had 2 solid years where they had the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they could have accomplished untold number of things. Thankfully, they did not, because Republicans could not have stopped it. And we've seen the same thing happen here with the House in Republican control, the Senate in Republican control, and the White House in Republican control. And once again, the party that was in power did not get its agenda done.
Yeah.
I just think it's an interesting corollary that, and obviously on both on opposite sides of the political spectrum and an ideology, but you know, having the whole enchilada there didn't necessarily get anything done. And I think that obviously the reason for that is because you still have divides both in the Democrat and Republican parties. You have the liberal and more conservative or moderate wings in both parties, and you know, if they can't get along, can't get things done, then that's even when you have all the cards in your favor, you still can't win the game.
The people lost big last night, particularly the tax cut. That will expire in 2025, the individual tax cut. That's gone. Mm-hmm. That will dent our economy. We may never get another tax cut through. It was historic that Trump
Sorry, kids. We just screwed the economy for you.
Yeah, we just screwed the pooch on the economy. The good news there, though, is that the corporate tax cuts do not expire, thank you God, that it will put more money in your pocket over time than the individual tax cuts will.
Well, of course, because Democrats want those because they need for these big corporations to make tons of money so they can continue to get money from them, particularly the liberal social media companies.
Yes, but what's really driving the prosperity in the country right now is the corporate tax cuts, not the individual. Those help,
right?
But it's the corporate tax cuts that are causing the creation of all these jobs.
Exactly.
So that's good that that is permanent. Why the Republicans made it expire, I have no idea. It was complete idiocy, but then, you know, just dumb. Well, so we're not going to get another tax cut again in our lifetime. That's done. And we really needed to because, I mean, you have socialist countries like Canada that have a lower corporate tax rate than we do. We need to go lower by a few points to really get that edge. We're never going to get to do that. Again, the Republicans had a chance to do that. That really would have added some momentum. But they were, you know, they were committed in the House, the leadership, to doing absolutely nothing. And I've told you that from day one of the Trump administration under Paul Ryan. His job was to, you know, block any kind of progress. The thing that terrifies me the most, Lee, and I know I sound a bit conspiratorial, but I am not wrong on this, is the deep state. The deep state is off the chain now.
Yep, you are correct.
There is nobody watching them. There is no oversight. There's no attempt at oversight. There's no fear of oversight. All of those subpoenas are gone. They absolutely got away with it. The most galling subpoena to me that the FBI has ignored, while they issue them to regular normal people like us every day, right, because they're practically a dictatorial power now, is with absolutely nobody, to answer to at this point anymore. They answered to absolutely nobody.
This part of the Democrats are the enablers of the deep state.
No. The deep state is their weapon. The deep state is a weapon of the DNC. That's what it exists for now. And here's the thing. The worst subpoena they never would answer was this one. Dozens of people had to have been involved with lying to the FISA court and creating the Russian hoax so that they could spy on Trump's campaign, get the other upper hand and spend 2 years destroying him politically. Right. And the worst subpoena was, who were the names of those FBI agents?
We'll
who
never know now.
Were they?
Never know.
We will never know. They are still inside. That agency is still weaponized. I mean, when you think about that, the oversight body Congress was never allowed to even know which FBI agents did that, committed what was a crime, or participated in it or saw it. They're in there. They're embedded. They're not coming out. And I fully expect that we will see in the coming years, may not be 6 months from now, but in the coming years, definitely within five, we're going to begin to see, I make this prediction today, more meddling in politics by the FBI. They are completely off the chain. They're off the hook. They got away with it. And when you have, you know, Nunes, who's going to be protecting them now, Adam Schiff, the Democrat, Schiff, who's going to be protecting them now after the many, many crimes that they have committed. And there's a terrifying thing there, too. There were two sets of crimes that were committed there, not one. One was with the FISA application. But the one that concerns me more is that there's an NSA database just sitting out there of everybody's emails, and they can go in and get them whenever they want.
Yep.
You want a hit job on campaign X? All right, we'll go get it for you. And they are free to do that now. Nobody will ever ask for the subpoena. In fact, I believe the Democrats will further weaponize the FBI and that they, like Hillary, will be colluding with the FBI to get intel on other campaigns. I mean, we literally, in this election, we'll see the birth of literally the police state. In terms of it being accepted and allowed to run wild. And it's bad. It's real bad.
And in other bad news, now Obamacare is in perpetuity.
Yes, we had a chance to fix that.
And it's screwed. It's done.
Yeah, we're done. We're done with that. We could have really fixed healthcare, free market.
Hope you haven't like national healthcare.
Again, that's Republicans have had a year to do that, and Paul Ryan sat on it.
Thanks, Paul. Nice job.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Now, but from his perspective, he is a total success. When he goes to the job that he will get, as you know, was explained to us in Time Magazine, the way they get paid off now after they do, you know, what they do, they get put on a board somewhere they're not qualified to sit on. They get millions of dollars a year. He is the ultimate accomplishment. He has lost the House, which was always his goal. He's kept Obamacare in place. He's hurt Trump as much as possible. You will see Paul Ryan ride off into the sunset, millions of dollars a year. He is going to be a very wealthy man. So he wins. He wins. Oh, all of it, by the way, while he's got a gate, a very huge gate and a wall around his house, so he doesn't have to deal with what we have to deal with. So he won. He just absolutely won. You know, good for him and his family. I can't imagine what his grandkids are going to have to live with, but I guess he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So that's the frustrating thing. We still, by the way, do have the lame duck. We could save the sovereignty of this country and our borders in a lame duck if Paul Ryan would get out of the way, but I don't see that happening.
Not likely.
Underneath it all, some good news. I'll tell you what it is. Everybody's missed it so far. They may figure it out by the end of the day, though. I'll tell you that in just a moment. Something actually kind of remarkable happened in these midterms, especially in Florida. I'll tell you what it is. But first, let's jump on the line with TJ in Spartanburg. TJ, that's my name, too. My mom called me TJ.
My dad actually named me that. His name's Carl, and mine is Carl. So to keep us from being confused, he gave me TJ for some reason.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What's on your mind this morning?
I tell you, Tara, I woke up this morning as a millennial, and my heart is broken. To see that my country is gone, I mean, there's nothing we can do as of this moment about it. You know, to see everything, the prosperity that I have seen in the last 2 years. I'm not going to lie, I voted for Obama his first term. You know, come on, everybody probably did. But then after I seen what he done his first 6 months in, I left the Democratic Party permanently.
Wow.
And to see what we did last night, it tears me apart. You know, and the last little bit of hope that I had for my country is gone.
Well, I felt like you going into 2016. I just didn't tell anybody because I'm talking to a lot of North Carolina and they're a purple state and I needed them to vote. But I felt like you. We have seen miraculous things happen, TJ. We have seen turnarounds that I would have never predicted. In fact, if you had called me right before, you know, in the summer of 2016 and told me we are going to have the most amazing economic resurgence, we're going to have a resurgence in, you know, appreciation of freedom, you're going to see an amazing thing happen, I'd have been like, yeah, okay, you know, whatever meds you're on, I want some of that because it ain't happening. So I don't mean to depress you this morning. I gave folks the sort of layout of the land, what we just lost in the House. It was devastating. TJ, and thank you for your phone call. Just hearing TJ reminds me of my mom. That was what she, I was TJ growing up, wasn't Tara. But that's, it's cool to hear his name. But don't give up yet, TJ. Don't give up. Listen, I want to tell you what to do this morning, okay? What are you going to do? Are you going to give up? No, fight. Fight, 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 fight. You can fight. Every one of you, I bet you, has got on your social media. You're on social media. What do you got, 100 friends, 50 friends? They're going to throttle me before they throttle you. You're still going to reach some of them. This is what you do every day. If you went, well, I don't have time to volunteer and I'll probably not keep up with that, that's fine. In your pajamas every day, take two things from this show. Go find the article I talked about. Find something you know a lot about, something you're passionate about. Be respectful. Post it. Message friends, message family members. In other states in particular, because this is a very red state, that's how you fight. I do that every single day, and I do it with purpose. I post way beyond what the management requires me to. Why do I do that? Because I am fighting. That's what I am doing. I'm fighting. And that stuff gets shared all over the place. And I know because new liberal trolls show up to try to slap me down who I haven't seen before. It's going places. People are learning things. And so that's what you do, TJ, with that energy you have today. Don't give up. Fight. Fight. We are not down and out. We are throttled on social media. That, unfortunately, will get worse with Democrat control. That'll be a cue to them to continue to take our First Amendment rights from us in this country. That's going to be a problem, but it ain't over yet. So if you're thinking, what can I do? share two things every day on social media. But that'll hurt me at work. They might see it. Who cares? We just had a father of seven from Utah who was a mayor, give his life for this country in Afghanistan. You can share a couple of things that may embarrass you among your neighbors or folks you work with, may hurt you with that next promotion. Because let me tell you what, you ain't going to take care too much about that next promotion when your children lose their free speech rights. We have to educate in this country. We live in a country where they told the exit pollsters that the number one issue for them was health care, followed closely behind by immigration, but yet chose the Democrats to deal with it. The very party that, according to the Health and Human Services Department, doubled the cost of Obamacare, doubled the cost of outside of work insurance policies in just 4 years, doubled it, 105% increase. Again, according to the Federal Department of Health and Human Resources. And that was the party folks chose to fix health care. Why did they do that? Ignorance. Ignorance. And that's what you got to fight, TJ. You got to fight the ignorance, and you do it one share at a time. But I'm only reaching 50 people. I won't change the world. Listen, you change it for one person. So, TJ, you flipped, right? You're done with the Democrat Party. Every one of you talk one person out of voting for them will double the size of our army. That's how it goes. I've done it myself. I did it myself. I have been working for years on my cousin's liberal domestic partner. He's a libertarian now, which annoys her to no end. But yeah, me and him, I mean, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on social media. Do I have time to talk to him? No. But that's what you do. You double our size one at a time. There's a lot you can do. Underneath all of the stuff that went on yesterday, there's an interesting thing that happened. A very interesting thing. And when the Democrats figure it out, they probably already know at the national level, they're going to freak. It's an interesting trend. Much like the one we just heard in the last phone call from TJ, a millennial who voted for Obama but now votes with us. Sounded like he had tears in his eyes over what happened last night. We're going to get into that, too. By the way, Trump way outperformed history. I'm going to get into that in a minute, too. But did you see what happened in Florida? Did you see DeSantis pulled out the governorship? Won it. By a very narrow margin. Okay. Talking with some folks last night, and I put this question to some folks who are very politically knowledgeable. I said, which would you rather have, House of Representatives or governorship of Florida? Everybody thought about it. Wow, that's hard. And let me tell you why that's hard. Because the reason Florida pivots on a razor's edge and will give the presidency to whoever wins it. Right? And the only reason that we aren't losing Florida regularly is because Rick Scott, when he was the governor, fought tooth and nail to purge the voter rolls of the dead and the kind of folks who often vote for Democrats. And he absolutely kept those voter rolls to the point where you could keep the voter fraud down to a minimum. You know, unlike Pennsylvania, where we've got 100,000 people, you know, on the rolls who shouldn't be, many of them voting, many of them who don't even live in the state or who are not legally eligible to vote because they're not citizens. We don't have that situation in Florida because of Rick Scott. And he is now not the governor anymore. He has won the Senate seat. Right. So if you took Gilliam, a person who is a criminal, I mean, he's under investigation by the FBI. If he had won last night, I would say that it would be very difficult for us to win Florida in the next election. I was very afraid of that, particularly from a voter fraud standpoint. And a national popularity standpoint as well. I mean, he was set to be the next Obama in popularity and swirl. And so, you know, I really had to think about that. Would I rather have Dems with a slight edge in the House of Representatives or and let Gilliam win Florida? Why was Scott and DeSantis yesterday able to pull out Florida? Do you know why they were? Because of black voters. Black voters gave Florida to DeSantis and Scott. Let me tell you how I know that. The Trafalgar Group did exit polling in Florida, and something remarkable happened in Florida. And I'm amazed I'm not hearing about it yet. Trump won Florida. Trump won 6% of the black vote in Florida when he ran in 2016. DeSantis and Scott got 14% of the black vote. That is historic. The best a statewide Republican candidate has ever done was Bush in Ohio with 12%. It was a one-time thing. 14% of the black vote. That is devastating. Democrats have to get, must get, a minimum of 85% of the Democrat vote to function as a party. They are in the razor's edge of losing that. So Trump has more than doubled the proportion of the black vote that we got in Florida. So you're literally talking about DeSantis in Florida and a Senate seat. Because 14% of the black population voted with us. That is massive. If he continues to grow that at the rate, Trump does, at the rate he has in the last 2 years, things are going to change. And so you have to look at this as an ongoing demographic battle that trends wise, we are doing what was thought impossible, which is, I mean, we are on the, we are ascended here. I mean, there was no way, folks, Hillary should have won that election. She was deeply unpopular. There are so many more of them than there are of us. And we always thought that the party would continue to shrink and we would have to moderate. Trump went in the opposite direction. He is actively courting black people day in and day out and day in and day out. If Trump could get to 20% of the black vote, and Florida shows it's possible to double it, Democrats are done at the polls. I mean, they're done. We'll take the House back. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. It's a tough slug, but would I have ever predicted 14% of the black vote would go to DeSantis and Scott? That clinched it. That put Trump in the race in Florida for president to win it, because I'm telling you, if Gilliam had won, we'd have lost Florida. To voter fraud alone, that's how close Florida is. And I don't know what the black vote looks like in these other states. But this was the black vote that the Republicans had forfeited. Oh, we'll never win it. We're not going to spend any resources. Trump said no. No, we can win it. We can, with open arms, welcome black people into our party. We have more in common with them than the Democrats do. And it worked. Trump has been having a conversation with black people, a deep personal conversation with black people, and it paid off. 2 years, he more than doubled the share of the black vote. It's stunning. Setting a new record for Republicans in statewide races in Florida. I don't know if anybody's noticed it yet. Maybe they won't tell you. So underlying trends are good here. We're seeing a shift among millennial men. I mean, folks, if you looked at the size of the Republican voting population 2 years ago, let's say three, before Trump, we didn't have the numbers to fight back what would have been a massive landslide for Democrats at the polls. We have the numbers now to counter them. That's a big deal. So long-term trends-wise, there is a lot of good stuff that happened last night. Did you hear about this? 14-year-old girl in Houston, Texas, doing what very few girls, 14-year-old girls, are doing at 11 p.m. on Monday night. She knelt down to pray. It turns out, just as a bullet went through the wall of her bedroom and hit her right in the arm. So she ended up with basically a flesh wound as she was kneeling by her bed to pray. Now, here's the interesting part. According to Newsweek, the cops said, based on the bullet's trajectory, if she hadn't been kneeling and she'd instead been standing or lying in bed, the shot could have been fatal. Cops are investigating the shooting. Right now, they think somebody in an apartment across the street must have fired the bullet. So it does pay to pray. All right, let's hit the text line, see what the people think about all this. I've got so much more to tell you about what went on last night, what it meant. Well, by the way, one of the big things here, two October surprises, both self-inflicted wounds on themselves by the Democrat. Do you realize this was Kavanaugh's revenge? Do you realize none of the Democrats in swing districts who voted for Kavanaugh won? Every one of them was defeated. Everyone. Texter writes, black people are opting out. Kanye and Steve Harvey don't represent black people anymore. Texter writes, Tara, have you talked about Obama losing in his swing areas? Yeah, this was not good for Obama last night. Whatever he had is gone now. Texter writes, Wow, I can't believe the Democrats won. Now our economy that had been getting so robust is going to go back in the toilet. Not necessarily. The corporate tax cuts are permanent. We will eventually lose the individual tax cuts in 2025, but the corporate tax cuts are what's powering the economy right now. We're finally competitive again in the industrial world. So, you know, if Trump doesn't fire the Fed chairman, yeah, we do three rate hikes, we're going to be in the crapper again. But, you know, other than that, no, I don't see what will slow down the economy at this point. Texter writes, Tara, the censorship, oh, talking about online, yes, the censorship is only going to get worse and quickly. The Dems know that is key. Yeah, you can see that. That's totally coming. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. I agree. We just have to keep fighting. It keeps spreading the word. I often use you as a reference. Love the show, says Russell in Taylors. Thank you, Russell in Taylors. Now, the texter writes, there are a lot of people in this country that don't realize what just happened and the ramifications that we, the people, are going to have to suffer. No, they don't. Many Americans take their individual liberties for granted, think they will always have them. The Democrats have a different plan. Texter writes, Tara, the winners last night were George Soros, Tom Steyer, Michael Bloomberg, and the ultimate gatekeeper of the swamp, Paul Ryan. I agree with that. Trump was also a winner last night, too, though. He was. I mean, he had to think about what he did. He had to drag a recalcitrant, desperate to lose GOP leadership over the finish line entirely by himself. By the way, did you hear this the other day? Paul Ryan admitting, Speaker of the House, that he wanted to lose. Admitting he wanted to lose. No, he did. This is him on CNN. Take a listen.
So division in the country. Yeah. Do you see that happening at his rallies?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes meaning?
Well, not always, but sometimes. I worry about tribal identity politics becoming the new norm of how politics is waged. As conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Linsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. It's the day and age, it's technology and everything else. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working.
Unfortunately working, yes, for his own party. That's what we're up against, folks. It's unfortunately where we're unfortunately winning. Listen, if it hadn't been for Trump, the GOP would have quietly run on tax cuts, which is what they wanted, the leadership wanted to do. And we would have gotten shellacked. We should have gotten shellacked. It is a miracle we still have the Senate. It is only because of Trump. So, I mean, a lot of great things are happening here that would not happen but for one man. Don't lose sight of that. Texter writes, we lost the House but kept the Senate and the Supreme Court. We're still screwed, ? Isn't the Senate and Supreme Court more important? I'm going to get into that in the next hour. I'm going to explain all this. The problem is that legislation originates in the House. And so the Trump agenda is dead, legislatively. It's dead. And the other problem is that when legislation originates in the House, guess who originates the budget? That's the Democrats. So Republicans faced with either going along or being blamed for a government shutdown at this point. That creates a lot of mess. You know, even if the Senate isn't going to pass their outrageous stuff in a way, it doesn't matter. Texter writes, if Congress and the Senate had to get results like teachers are forced with their students, I bet they would get to work and get things done rather than continue the flat line. Texter writes, Lee, you stated that the ideology was different on both sides of the aisle. That's true, except for the leadership. Yeah, that's true. Texter writes, there is still one solution, the Southern solution, leave the union. Well, that's Dan in Simpsonville. That's not the Southern solution anymore. Californians were considering that solution as well. Texter writes, Tara, the country failed the IQ test. I'm in the upper 22%, low 24% bracket. House paid off. I plan to work 32 hours instead of 40 to lower my tax burden from $9,000. And I've lost the last of that. Okay. Well, good. Good for you. Texter writes, what stuns me is how POTUS Trump handed some states their industries back on a platter and they reward him by going Democrat/communist. Let's not forget they're under the sway of the mainstream media. A lot of them don't know what they're doing. Texter writes, say goodbye to Trump's promises and say hello to the Southern invasion. I don't see anything to stop that. Now the texter writes, Fox News is done, finished. Never again will I tune into that network. Yet for them to call it, with only two of the GOP, with only two of those congressional races in the toss-ups, last night in. That was utterly irresponsible. Folks in California were still at the polls. And there were several toss-up GOP districts there. It was I could only come away with the sense that they wanted the Democrats to take the House on Fox News. I can't come up with anything else.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.